Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharya, Ashtotarashata Shishimad, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantarashimam Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to Shishiguru and Shiguranga. This is the verse that was done on Saturday. This verse was done on Saturday. He was supposed to do 24 and 25. Yes. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10. The Summon Bono, Chapter 24, Worshipping of Govardhan Hill, Text Number 26. Pachyantan vividha pakha Shupanta pajasa daya Samyabhapu paso sasuklya Kulia Sanjava Pupasa Kulia Sarvadohas Chagrihyatam Pachyantan Vividha Paka Supanta Payasadaya Samya bhapu pasas kulya sarvadohas chagrihyatam pachyantan vividha pakha shupanta payashadaya samya bhapu pasus sashkulya Sarvadohas chagrihatam. Please chant. Pachantam vividha paka Shupanta payasadaya Samyabhapu pasashkulya Sarvadohas chagrihatam. Pachantam, let the people cook, vividha, many varieties, paka, of cooked foods, supa antaha, end it with liquid vegetables preparation, payasha adayaha, beginning with sweet rice, samyava, apupa, fried and baked cakes, shashkulyaha, large round cakes made from rice flours, sarva, all, doha, what is obtained from milking the cows, cha, an, griyahatam, let it be taken. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Let many different kinds of food be cooked, from sweet rice to vegetable soups, many kinds of fancy cakes, both baked and fried, should be prepared, and all of the available milk products should be taken for this sacrifice. Purport. The word supa indicates bean, broth, and also liquid vegetables. Thus, to celebrate the Govardhan Puja, Lord Krishna called for hot preparations such as soup, cold preparations like sweet rice, and all types of milk products. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur ummilitam yena tasmai sri gurube namaha. Namo om vishvadaya krishna vasaya bhutale shrimate ramapaswami dinamine. Namo om vishnupadaya krishna vasaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swami dinamine. Namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pashatyade satarine Banchakalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, Sri Krishna begins with the instructions of how to carry the Govardhan Puja. And he instructs about the heart of this sacrifice that from then on becomes one of the most important celebrations that is performed by those who are devotees of Krishna, the Govardhan Puja. And the particular at the heart of this celebration is the Anukut ceremony. The Anukut literally means a mountain of food. Anukut, a mountain of food. So large quantities of food should be prepared and offered for the pleasure of Krishna, in this case, for worshipping Govardhan Hill. And highlights this principle of Krishna consciousness in which food becomes one of the principal elements in the activities of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he described the Krishna consciousness movement as the kitchen religion. We have this term, the kitchen religion, because of how important these preparations of foodstuff is in the process of Krishna consciousness. Not only for developing Krishna consciousness, but for spreading Krishna consciousness, this the supreme importance of food. Srila Prabhupada summarizes like this in one of his addresses that he gave during the first Ratha Yatra in London, which was huge, huge, huge. And Prabhupada was very pleased because at that time the newspapers, one of the main newspapers in London, have a front page of Lord Jagannath's Ratha Yatra side by side with the that pillar. I can't remember the pillar, but you know, Lord Nelson's, you know, big pillar in this main square in London. And then the title of the front page say how the Krishna conscious, you know, conquer London. And Prabhupada was very, very pleased with this, especially because that was the vision of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who was, from the very beginning, he envisioned he actually sent his disciples, his senior sannyas disciples, to preach Krishna consciousness to the elevated classes or the high classes of men in England, and they were not able to do anything. And there Prabhupada was proud that here is his young devotees, young Grihastha devotees, how they establish Krishna consciousness in such a rapid way that the papers of London were recognizing that Krishna consciousness were there to conquer. So during that speech, Prabhupada says this, quote, "Our Hare Krishna movement," this is a famous quote, "our Hare Krishna movement is standing on three principal things: chanting, dancing, and eating prasadam. It is not very difficult. It is very enjoyable to chant, dance, and take prasadam. And if you like, you can hear a little philosophy on this movement. Or even if you do not understand the philosophy, even you do not read the books, simply if you take part of these three things, chanting, dancing, and taking part in eating the prasadam, your life will gradually progress in the spiritual advancement of life." So three things that becomes the bedrock of the Hare Krishna movement: chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam. So food becomes, you know, this pillar, the taking prasadam. So Prabhupada described the Krishna conscious movement as the kitchen religion. And we hear that in the spiritual world, not only in Prabhupada's movement, prasadam becomes, you know, this important principle, but is actually a principle in the spiritual world. And we see how the heart of this worship that all the inhabitants of Vrindavan take part, they are centered on these preparations of foodstuff, the Anukut ceremony. We also hear how Srimati Radharani is known for being this, you know, most wonderful cook. She will never make the same preparation twice. Only things that, you know, were some few things that were Krishna's favorite, she will make, you know, regularly. But otherwise, she won't prepare the same preparation twice. And then we hear how in all the pastimes of Krishna with the cowherd boys, there's always descriptions of them taking lunch together, taking meals together, sharing meals. We hear how Krishna was so fond of milk products that he would steal the butter and the yogurt from the rafters of the gopis And especially we hear of the amazing, wonderful feast that were performed in the Lord Chaitanya's times. In Lord Chaitanya's Lila, then the partake of Krishna Prasadam was so important. So Srila Prabhupada described Prasadam as the secret weapon for the Krishna conscious movement. So the weapon against Maya and illusion, and the secret weapon for actually waking up the forgetful conditioned souls. And he even refers, you know, gulabjamins, these, you know, wonderful, sweet, spongy balls made of milk powder and rose scented water, sweet, you know, syrup, as ISKCON bullets. So with those bullets, you know, we will attack the armies of Maya. But also prasadam becomes this very important principle for devotees, for our personal fight against Maya, for purifying ourselves. So prasadam have this most important role in keeping us as devotees. We have faith on that. Prabhupada has given us faith in the purifying effect of prasadam, because the scriptures tell us that. We chant these verses every time before taking prasadam. We chant Mahaprasade Govinde Namo Brahmani Vaishnave Swalpa Punyam Batam Rajam Vishwasho Na Viyayate. That people who have no faith, they don't understand, they're not able to understand. Naivayayate. They're not able to understand that Mahaprasad, Govinda, Krishna, and the Vaishnavas, and the pure Brahmanas, they don't have faith that the faith on Krishna, the holy name in Mahaprasadam, doesn't arise, doesn't take birth. It is never born. So without faith, without being pious, that's what it says. Without being pious, people who are sinful, the faith in Mahaprasadam, Krishna, Govinda, the pure Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, it doesn't take place. So we have faith on that. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes this wonderful prayer that we recite too, that explains why prasadam is so important. Why prasadam is so important? So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, Bhaire, O brother, Sarida Abhidya Jal, that this material body, Sarida, is a network, it's a place of avidya. Sarida Avidya Jal. Yodendriya Taekal. And the senses are our deadly enemies. And of all these senses, these five senses, Jive Pele Vishaya Shagare, the tongue is the most difficult to actually control or conquer. Vishaya Sagare. Jive Pele Vishaya Sagare means that the senses basically throw us into this material existence. And Dharma Dieji Vayati, this tone is Lova Moi Sudurmati, the most difficult to conquer. Durmati means like the word Durga, you know, it's a prison. So Sudurmati is impossible to conquer, to actually, it's very difficult to conquer. So this tongue, Takeyita Katina Samshare. So because the tongue is very voracious and is wicked. So but then he say Krishna Bara Dayamoi. But Krishna, he is very merciful. He is very merciful. Because he's very merciful, because he gave us the means to conquer this most difficult sense, the tongue. Karibhari Jiva Joy. He gave us the means to actually conquer the tongue, to control the tongue. So what is that? Swa Prasadana Nilobai. He gave us this very, very beautiful prasadam, the remnants of his own food. Se anambrita kao. So now please take this amrita, take this nectar of Krishna's prasadam, Radha Krishna Gunagao, while worshipping Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and Preme Dako Sri Chaitanya Nitai, with all your heart, sing the glories and call out for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So for us, this taking of prasadam is very, very important to keep us a devotee. Lord Chaitanya described this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a whole chapter that is called The Sweetness of Krishna's Lips in the Antya Lila. And Krishna describes what makes prasadam so purifying and so important. Lord Chaitanya says, quote, everyone has tasted this material substance. This is Lord Chaitanya. He has been given this preparation from Lord Jagannath offering. And when he tasted, he goes into this ecstasy and he started to glorify prasadam. So he says, everyone has tasted this material substance before. However, in these ingredients, there are extraordinary tastes and uncommon fragrances. Just taste them and see the difference in the experience. Apart from the taste, even the fragrance pleases the minds and makes one forget any other sweetness besides its own. Therefore, it is to be understood that the spiritual nectar of Krishna's lips have touched these ordinary ingredients and transferred to them all their spiritual qualities. So, we hear from Srila Prabhupada that this ingredient that is in prasadam is Krishna, the touch of Krishna's lips. And this is what Lord Chaitanya is praising. And therefore, when we take prasadam, the proper mood is that we're not eating, we're honoring Krishna prasadam. And so Prabhupada, he recognized it and he used and he understood, perfectly understood, the importance, the supreme importance of prasadam for expanding the Krishna conscious movement. He said this in a room conversation when he was just about to leave this world, to conclude his pastimes in this world. Prabhupada said, in a conversation with disciples and God brothers, he said, I made this movement successful simply by the love feast. And this also comes in a room conversation of Srila Prabhupada, a famous one, that he had in Hyderabad. You know, we have many devotees from Hyderabad. And this was during the time Hyderabad has a farm. In the beginning of the Hyderabad Yatra, they were donated this farm and devotees were building the temple and also developing the farm. And Prabhupada visited there, and there's this famous conversation about prasadam distribution in which Prabhupada was very upset and he chastised in a devastating way the devotees because of the quality of the prasadam that they were serving. And it's interesting to read that, but specifically in Srila Prabhupada's, also at the same time of expressing that ugra feature, he was also recollecting how important this prasadam distribution is in the scheme of his program of distributing Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Prabhupada says, in the room conversation with all these leaders of Hyderabad, the devotees and the temple presidents and GVCs and like that. So he says, but attract them. They will come here to eat. Oh, very nice thing. That is wanted. I made this movement successful simply by love feast. They did not come here to hear. They didn't come here. They did not come to hear Hare Krishna. They came for the love feast. From the very beginning, when I was in 26 Second Avenue, every Sunday I was given nice foodstuff. At least 200 men, daily, at least more than 15, 20. I was cooking myself. That is the beginning of my movement. The chapatis with Kirtanananda. First, all he was taking, one and two. Then 12. The devotees laughed. There was another boy. And a devotee say, Stryadisha. Prabhupada say, yes, Stryadisha. 22 chapatis. Stryadisha, can I give you? Yes. I give him 4. Finish. Stryadisha, can I give you? Yes. Very nice boy. He was eating 22. One day, there was no money, so he immediately went and came after some time with some money. And where did you go? The shoe booth. He polished shoes and brought some money. In this way, this was developed. Give them prasadam, nice prasadam. Any gentleman comes immediately, there must be some prasadam. Engage first-class cook. Spend money. Don't be miserly. If you have no money, I will pay. So long I'm living, I should go on pain. You don't be miserly. Bring devotees for eating, and then chanting, then cinema, then lecture. In this way, you have to develop. Not that people will come. Hare Krishna mantra is there, let us go there. They will not come. What do they know about Hare Krishna? They will come. Oh, there is so nice, there is nice, good prasadam distribute. End of quote. So, the preparations of prasadam was most important. Prabhupada had it very clearly. And he, probably Jitendra is here. So, during Prabhupada's time and after, and throughout a long period, even after Srila Prabhupada left, you know, this world, the Sunday feast in ISKCON was something like extraordinary. There is one wonderful devotee in New York. His name is Sunanda Prabhu. You know Sunanda Prabhu? Jitendra? No, Sunanda was the famous cook in Kalachandis in Dallas. And also he was the cook for the buses, for the Radhamodar buses. So Sunanda joined in New York. And I met Sunanda Prabhu when I was a new devotee. I was engaged by His Holiness Rupa Swami in festivals during the Kirtan and the Harinam. And Sunanda Prabhu used to cook for the prasadam distribution that Rupa Swami was arranging. And also Sunanda Prabhu was, you know, a musician too. He plays guitar, and he had used to have this rock band too. So I was also, so we became very good friends. And he wrote this description of, he put together some books, cooking books, and he, you know, write a description of the Sunday feast. Which exactly, you know, when I joined in 1983, and throughout all this time in the 80s, that was the feast in New York. So, listen to this feast. It's a great description that he made. Sunanda writes, "When I joined the Hare Krishna movement in 1971 at the New York Temple on Henry Street in Brooklyn, a normal Sunday feast will consist of two vegetable preps, one always with curved chunks, fried or plain, fancy rice, dal, pakoras or samosas, bharas in tomato or yogurt sauce, chutney, gulab jamuns or laglus, halava, sweet rice and nectar drink." This was the standard feast in New York. How was here, Jitendra? How was the feast here in Chicago? Hold on, let's just get the microphone so the vote is, you know, here. Who used to be the cook?
Yeah, and other cooks too, Ramakali and stuff.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. So then Sunanda continued. "These were spectacular feasts, all prepared with ghee, curd, and yogurt, just as Srila Prabhupada taught us. No oil or tofu back then, only liquid religiosity, that's ghee, as referred to dairy products. He specifically referred to milk as the miracle food for children and old men, and as most important food that nourishes the finer brain tissues that aid in understanding spiritual concepts. And after all, Krishna's favorite animal is the cow, and her dairy products are his favorite foodstuff. He likes butter so much that he even steals it because he can't get enough of it at home, and then he shares it with the monkeys. Therefore, as Srila Prabhupada taught, if we love Krishna, it behoves us to offer him what he likes best. He gave the example that if the master asks for a glass of water, you don't bring him milk, thinking that it's better than water. Bhaktivinoda Das, this was one of the devotees in New York, Bhaktivinoda Prabhu. Bhaktivinoda Das used to stay all night cooking the 50 gallons of sweet rice for the New York Sunday feast. 50 gallons of sweet rice. Woo-hoo. And the sweet rice, the famous sweet rice in New York was the berry sweet rice. They will make this sweet rice with berries, you know, sometimes blueberries, sometimes blackberries, sometimes strawberries. It was pure nectar. Satya still have the recipe. So the last time, you know, I was visiting New York, I was, you know, sitting at the restaurant Govinda's with Satya's good friend, and I was just recollecting, you know, us stealing the sweet rice, you know, like keeping jars of sweet rice from the Sunday feast. And she say, "Oh, I have a surprise for you." And she pull out this cup of the sweet rice of New York, the recipe Bhaktivinoda used to do. I mean, pure nectar. Bhaktivinoda Das used to stay all night cooking the 50 gallons of sweet rice for the New York Sunday feast, narrowly escaping falling into the boiling milk pot during bouts of nodding out. The samosa filling was true to the original cauliflower pea recipe taught by Srila Prabhupada, wherein the cauliflower and peas are cooked to a paste-like consistency, an extremely time-consuming feat for large quantities. What to speak of the additional time it took to form the samosas and fry them. But material time was irrelevant. We wanted to offer the best to Sri Radha Govinda, the lords of the Henry Street Temple. And everyone who honored their lordship prasadam could taste the love and devotion that went into this sumptuous, a word Srila Prabhupada used, meaning large and lavish feast. This was the kitchen religion at its best. Most temples had similar menus, and the feast was the highlight of the week for the temple devotees and the clincher for guests and aspiring devotees to give their life to Srila Prabhupada and his mission. It's also well known historical fact that devotees became famous not just for the street sankirtan but also for their food. And perhaps vegetarianism itself may not have caught on so well if it weren't for prasadam. So this is how it was, and it was wonderful. Temples were packed with people. It was irresistible. People will come. It was unthinkable to actually miss the Sunday feast because of prasadam and the kirtan. Those two things were like amazing. Amazing experience. And so that got extended into the public. You know, when my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Ramaprasad Swami, tells us the story that he used to organize this. He was a Sankirtan leader, and he used to organize these festivals, Sankirtan festivals in Manhattan. And one of those festivals he organized was in Central Park. by the Banshee of Central Park, there's a big, big opening, and a beautiful Banshee, and then he set up like a type of Ratra Yatra festival of India, set up with many tents and lot of kirtan and tons of prasadam. And the festival was so successful that the devotees distributed hundreds and hundreds of books, but thousands of plates of prasadam. They have to keep cooking and cooking and cooking because it was a non-stop demand. When Prabhupada heard the reports of this festival, he immediately says, he gave this instruction that my spiritual master took to heart and basically defined a lot of his preaching and the approach that you have for preaching in New York. Srila Prabhupada says that New York will be conquered by prasadam distribution. And mind that Srila Prabhupada came to the West and he chose New York as the place that if you conquer New York, you conquer the world. So prasadam is of that importance. So I wanted to read from the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya also these studies, descriptions of prasadam, because Prabhupada simply asked the Shakti Avesha avatar of Lord Chaitanya in establishing the Krishna conscious movement all over the world. He basically established the same process, the same type of experience, Krishna conscious experience, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishing his pastimes. So here are some descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the variety and the care and the ingredients and the importance of all these different things that are there in the offerings that we made to Krishna, and then also that is available for the devotees as to partake as Krishna prasadam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes, this is Antya Lila, chapter 16. This is that chapter that describes Lord Chaitanya is describing the offerings that is given to Lord Jagannath. 56 offerings a day are offered to Lord Jagannath. So Lord Chaitanya described these ingredients: sugar, such as sugar, camphor, black pepper, cardamom, cloves, butter, spices, and licorice, all are material. Everyone has tasted material substance before. Oh, I think I read this. Yeah, this is that quote. Okay, no, I'm going to read another one. This is very wonderful, because Lord Chaitanya, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describe the prasadam that was prepared for Lord Chaitanya, that he will basically love so much. And there's description of this prasadam that Lord Chaitanya will take and then partake with the devotees. And it was prepared by Damayanti Mataji, who was the sister of Raghava Pandit. She will prepare these bags of prasadam for Lord Chaitanya to keep. So this was prasadam that you can keep for a long, long time, sometimes even a year. you know, in many Indian households, I remember we have these wonderful friends that the mother will prepare all these different dried and fried things and all these sevillas and all these different things. And she will pack it in bags. And when we take the kids for camp, we will go for 2 weeks on camping. She will give all these bags to the two daughters and then we will share it. But she will always prepare all the things. So Damayanti will prepare all these wonderful things for Lord Chaitanya and put it in bags. So these bags became famous as the Raghava Jali. Jali means bag, no? In Bengali. And the bags of Raghava, which were made by Damayanti. So here's the description of all this. It's very, very sweet. Raghava Pandit came with bags full of food prepared very nicely by his sister Damayanti. Damayanti made varieties of unparalleled food just suitable for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat. The Lord ate it continually for 1 year. There are names of some of the pickles and condiments in the bags of Raghava Pandit. Ambra kasandi, ada kasandi, jala kasandi, nembu ada, ambra koli, amsi, amakanda, tailambra, and admasata. With great attention, Damayanti also made dried bitter vegetables into powder. You see, if there's a description of what is this, all this preparation, no, that is known. Do not neglect shukata, because it is a bitter preparation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu derived more happiness from eating this shukata than from drinking panchamrita, a preparation of milk, sugar, ghee, honey, and yogurt. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he extracts the purpose from everything. He accepted Damayanti's affection for him, and therefore he derived great pleasure even from the dry, bitter leaves of sukata and from kashandi, a sour condiment. Because of her natural love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damayanti considered the Lord an ordinary human being. Therefore, she thought that he will become sick by overeating, and there will be mucus within his abdomen. Because of sincere affection, she thought that eating this shukata will cure the Lord's disease. Considering these affectionate thoughts of Damayanti, the Lord was very pleased. Quote, O dear lover, strung a garland and place it on the shoulder of his beloved in the presence of her co-wives. She had raised breasts and was very beautiful. Yet although the garlands was tainted with mud, she did not reject it, for its value lay not in material things but in love. End of quote. Damayanti powdered coriander and anise seeds, cooked them with sugar and made it into sweet meats in the shape of a small balls. She made sweet meat balls with dried ginger to remove mucus caused by too much bile. She put all these preparations separately in a small cloth bags. She made 100 varieties of condiments and pickles. She also made Koli Sunti, Koli Kurna, Koli Kanda, and many other preparations. How many should I name? She made many sweetmeats in the shape of balls. Some were made with powdered coconut, and others looked as white as the water of the Ganges. In this way, she made many varieties of long-lasting sugar confections. She made long-lasting cheese, many varieties of sweetmeats with milk and cream, and many other varieties of preparations such as Amrita Karpura. She made fried rice from fine unboiled salipadi and filled a large bag made of new cloth. She made some of the flat rice into puff rice, fried in ghee, cooked it in sugar juice, mix it with some camphor and roll it into balls. She powdered fried grains of fine rice, moistened the powder with ghee and cooked it in a solution of sugar. Then she added camphor, black pepper, cloves, cardamom, and other spices and rolled the mixture into balls that were very palatable and aromatic. She took parched rice from the fine paddy, fried it in ghee, cooked it in a sugar solution, mixed in some camphor, and thus made a preparation called ukta or mutki. Another variety of sweets was made with fused peas that were powdered, fried in ghee, and then cooked in sugar juice. Camphor was added, and then the mixture was rolled into balls. I could not mention the names of all these wonderful eatables. Even in a lifetime, Damayanti made hundreds and thousands of varieties. Damayanti made all this preparation following the order of her brother, Raghava Pandit. Both of them had unlimited affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and were advanced in devotional service. Damayanti took earth from the Ganges, dried it, powdered it, strained it through a fine cloth, mixed in aromatic ingredients, and rolled it into small balls. The condiments and similar items were put into thin earthen pots, and everything else was put into small cloth bags. From small bags, Damayanti made bags that were twice as large. Then, with great attention, she filled all the large ones with the small ones. She then wrapped and sealed each and every bag with great attention. The bags were carried by three bearers, one after another. Thus, I have briefly described the bags that have become famous as Raghavera Jali. So anyway, so many narrations we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita of these wonderful preparations and so much care that was given into preparing foodstuffs and distributing to the devotees. And the description also of how after performing these three things, chanting in the streets, performing Sankirtan while dancing, and then sitting all together, the devotees, and partaking of Krishna Prasadam as the essence of Krishna consciousness. So I stop here. Any comments or thoughts from the devotees? Maybe Jitendra Prabhu, if you want to. Okay. Oh. Hold on. Yes, it is in the altar, but tell me your question again and I'll repeat it.
What was the prasadam like during the week?
Because you mentioned this.
Yes, that was the thing during those times. At least the description during Srila Prabhupada's time. And when I joined also, it was similar. But, you know, actually during the Prabhupada's time was pretty strong. Because I was reading, and recently reading the book by Vishakha Mataji, that she described, you know, herself with Yadubar Prabhu, when before becoming devotees, they were doing this article on the Hare Krishnas. So the both of them went to stay at the Brooklyn Temple in Henry Street for a couple of weeks, just to, you know, write the article, to get, you know, the research so that we're experiencing. And she, the thing that she say, she basically lost like something like 10 pounds because the prasadam was so austere. The breakfast she described was, you know, this watery oatmeal that, you know, you have to eat with your hands, and, you know, and then and the lunch was simple khichdi or rice dal and a simple sabji. So the general thing during the week that we had when I joined, we had khichdi in the morning as breakfast, some chickpeas with some yogurt or some spice, and a fruit, a banana or an apple, things like that. And that was it. Then you go the whole day out, and then you come back and take prasadam in the evening. So it was very, very simple and sort of same thing, you know, not very engaging. But then the Sunday feast, that was the day that everybody goes to town. You know, this, during the Sunday feast and the festivals were wild, because the festivals, the devotee will eat so much. And there were competitions too. Sometimes we have these prasadam competitions. So famous competitions of how many gulab jamuns you can take. And or there was during Lord Balaram's appearance day, there was a competition of how many cups of the drink. What was the drink called? That Lord Balaram likes. I got a blank. No. This is made with honey. It's like a very, very sweet drink made of honey and soy spices. And there was this devotee who took so many cups that he actually passed out. He got, you know, a sweet rush, something. His system just collapsed and he just passed out. So the Sunday feast and the festival were the time that the devotees would really go to town. So you were waiting for the Sunday feast. And of course, you know, when I was there as a brahmachari, then we have all these schemes for stealing prasadam. So we either have one of the buckets of sweet rice hidden, or we will send someone from from the book distribution of Harinam. They will come at 4, that the sweet offerings will come out of the altar. So Radha Govinda will receive these different cakes and all kinds of sweets and cookies, and they will offer, so we have someone stealing the tray, so, and saving it for the devotees. So we have some ways, but it was a very simple. All right. So I stop here. Thank you so much. Karantrashila Prabhupada Ki Jai.